Do you know where you're going to? Do you hope to find what you're looking for? Do you know what your journey is? Do you know where you are in your journey? Still haven't set a goal for yourself? Still don't have a timeline? Don't have a vision board yet? Or do you, exactly where are you on your journey? Just getting started? Are you halfway? Three quarters of the way? Have you made it? Maybe you have a stall in your life. Maybe you just don't know if you're going this way or that way. Let us hear how you are doing and what you are doing to get to that final destination, if you have one. Worldwide listeners, come on, join us and let's get those burning thoughts and questions off your chest. Tonight on Let's Do a Radio, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Your journey, where are you? I'm your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Up Designs. And now, as they say, a worldwide best-selling author in the U.S. and in the U.K. for She Said Yes to Herself Unapologetically. And you can find it or get it on Amazon as an ebook, but the book is coming out in December for $25 if you order through me, and it'll be more costly if you go through Amazon and purchase it. And if you want it signed, you got to let me know. Send me those dollars, and I will, of course, sign it for you and get it sent out to you. You can call us. Well, okay. Oh, that's right. I'm broadcasting and welcoming you, the worldwide listening audience, on this Tuesday, November the 21st, 2023, And you can call in at 845-241-9985 to be on the air. Or you can Skype or listen in the chat room or holler at me in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. Or you can hit me up on text like a lot of my friends do, because they want to holler at a sister and say, hey, you know. So anyways, if you miss an episode, you know, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and peruse the episodes on demand that you'd like to listen to, share, what else, forward to friends, you know, maybe you want to even discuss a topic of your own and be on the show on the worldwide listening audience with moi, Miss Inez, on, he says, let's talk about it. That'd be wonderful if you hit me up at letsdoitradio@gmail.com if you want to be on the air with a certain topic. But, you know, you can always donate to Let's Do It Radio to keep it on the air at Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle. And if you have my email or my cell, or just want to yell at me, you could send me money to keep me on the air. I'd love to hear from you so we can chit-chat on Tuesdays and Thursdays and get those burning questions off of your chest. So, what journey are you on? I found this information through LinkedIn.com under Pulse. And we started out last week on this. And the question that I had asked everybody first was, which of the two would you rather be? Someone who is living a good life with plans and dreams realized, or someone who looks back with a sense of regret and feelings of time wasted? Hopefully you don't think you've wasted your time this year, depending on how old you are. Because, hey, if you're an older person, it's like, oh, my goodness, I just wasted my whole life. Or if you're a younger person, I don't want to waste my life. I want to do something important to keep my life going. And so hopefully tonight we'll get into a vision board so you can kind of plan your life or your goals or whatever, your journey down the road. So hopefully I can give you some inspiration, some tips and suggestions on how to get a vision board started. So if you answer the first question, which would you rather be? Someone who is living a good life with plans and dreams realized, then the good news is that you have the control and power to be in charge of your life, to steer your destiny towards the life you want, to lead by taking responsibility for the direction you're heading in. You don't have to accept where you are in life. You can proactively seek the kind of success you want. However, I love that word, however, there is a catch. You can't change or influence your future and its outcomes until you change yourself. By changing yourself, I mean bringing out the best in you, by constantly growing, developing, and improving in all aspects. In order to do that, you need to become more self-aware, accept yourself, and tap into your full potential. Not just part of your potential, but you got to go into your whole body with everything you've got. You got to give it your all in all, because you just don't want to have a half life. You want to have a full life, life that means something, life that has purpose, has value. And so this doesn't happen overnight. It's committing to a lifelong journey of discovery and growth in order to become the best version of yourself. Once you're on this path, you can be your own master, take more control of your actions, and positively influence others. You'll have the knowledge and power to create what you want in life and in work. This odyssey, if you will, involves a thorough understanding of your personal vision, where you want to be long term? Have you thought about it, where you want to be long term? Do you know what you want to be? You know those questions you used to ask yourself, or we used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Did you start when you were young? I know some people start real young as athletes, saying, oh, I want to be the best athlete out there. I'm going to run and train and do all those kind of wonderful things. And so you have to commit. Like, look at Simone Biles. She started when she was young, and look at her now. She's at the point of a GOAT, the greatest of all times. Look at Tom Brady. He's a GOAT as well, the greatest of all times. And so it's kind of hard to surpass somebody who's like that. But if you put their what they've done in your sights, you can achieve that same goal. It may not be that goal that they had done, but it could be the same goal. So you got to think about this. Think about exactly where do you want to be in life? What do you want to do? How do you want to get there? Your personal purpose. Why are you here? We asked that question a few weeks ago. What is your purpose? Why are you here? What's your personal mission? Do you have a purpose? Have you thought about, you know, what you're doing? Have you thought about where you want to go, what you want to be? You know, some kids, oh, I want to be the president. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be an artist. I want to be a singer, a dancer. You know, they have at least something to go by, at least a pattern or, you know, something to start at. Some of us is like, I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I want to do. Well, you know, you get to a certain age, it's like you got to think about something. You can always be a starving artist and, you know, you can eat later, but, you know, if you're an artist, God gave you talents. Start with your talents. Hey, some people can paint. Some people can design buildings. Some people are engineers. Some people are plumbers. Some people are, what do you want to call it, broadcasters. Some people are band directors. I mean, some people are dancers, ballet dancers, jazz dancers, hip-hop dancers. Hey, you don't know. Some people are costume designers. Some people are directors for movies. Some people are, you know, servants. Some people are teachers, doctors, lawyers. You got to think about what you want to do, where you want to go. What is your personal mission, your values? What's important to you? Your underlying motivation. What is your value? What do you value? Do you value your life? Do you value yourself? Do you value anything? Do you have values? Do you have morals? Do you have character? What do you have? And that's something that you have to think about. Some people, they don't have values, and they just go out and do so many things. Some people just go out and just go on a rampage and just start killing people. You know, that's not valuable. Some people are there to help you get out of situations. Some people are friends, friends for life, friends forever, BFFs. And sometimes that's what you need to help you get started. Goals. What do you aspire to achieve in the short term to achieve your vision? Do you even have a vision? Do you even know what you want to do? Have you written down what you wanted to do so that you know what direction to take? Okay, I finished this. Take it off. It's like a bucket list. It's your goals. As far as what you want to do when you get out of school or even during school, you know, you have, what do you want to do when you grow up? That's the question that I asked at the beginning. You know, do you have something in it? You want to be a truck driver. You want to be a fireman. You want to be a policeman. You want to be, what do you want to call it? The owner of a store. Do you want to be like Mr. Walmart? You want to be like Mr. McDonald? You know, all these people, they had dreams. They started out, you know, some people start out in their garages, and they take the littlest thing and they build on it. Like, who was that? Who does the guy who does the shampoo, black and white. I can't even think of the name right now, but he started in his garage. And now he still stays with the basic black and white bottles, and he hasn't changed. Paul Sassoon, I think. Hey, you never know. You just start basically, but you got to start somewhere. You can't just be out there about like a dangling participle and just not knowing where you're going, what direction you're going to. It's like a song. You know where you're going to. You know, what are you doing? You got to have something out there to start, so at least you can build from there and just keep on going and going and going. And then, you may change what you're doing. You may add to what you're doing. You may be and have many hats. You just never know what you might do. You don't know what you're good at until you start somewhere. You know, but you might be a singer, a good singer, opera singer. Shoot. You just don't never know. So your strengths. What are you really, 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 really good at? I don't think I'm really good at designing, but that's what I love doing. That's a talent that God gave me. So that's what I'm building on. I want to be a designer, a full-time fashion designer. I want to be on, whatchamacallit, on New York, you know, Fashion Week, maybe in Dubai, maybe in Paris, maybe, you know, never know where I might grace, what stage I might grace. You just never know what. I didn't think I was going to be a best-selling author. And here I am. I have a piece that I had written in a book with 30 other fine, talented women. And now we have a bestseller. Hey, she said yes to herself unapologetically. And it's like bestseller in the UK and in the US. So it's like, hey, I mean, I've added that as a level. You know, level up. That's what you need to do. Let's level up. Let's go up another level. Let's step up. Let's step up our game. Let's challenge ourselves. That's maybe what we need to do. Weaknesses. What might derail you and how you can manage these? Okay, so what are your weaknesses? Okay, I'm not good at this. Okay, so go on YouTube. You know, YouTube is sometimes some people's best friends. As far as things to do and what you may be weak at, and just keep on doing that over and 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 over, and get good at it. Strengthen yourself. You know, what are you good at? Okay, if you know you're weak at a certain item, so okay, maybe I'll just say pick phone for it. Maybe I'm not good at pleating, so I just go on YouTube and find out some things about how to pleat or how to make pockets that those invisible pockets, or how to put in a visible zipper really good. You just practice at it until you get good and master it, and then you know, become a painter. I can draw I think 5 or 6 things. I can draw a blank, I can draw blood, I can draw money from a bank, I can draw water, I can draw attention, and I can draw one other thing, something else. Okay, I cannot draw my clothes, but I know what I want my finished product to look like. So that's where my weakness is. My weakness is drawing. I can't draw. But hey, it's something that I need to strengthen up on. And so it doesn't derail me because I can still continue, but it's like, okay, if somebody wanted to see some of the stuff that I did, I can show them a finished product of something, and it says, oh, I really like this. Can you do this and tweak this and tweak that? Yeah, sure, no problem. Let's go for it. So that's one thing that we could do. Emotions. What makes you really happy and what triggers you into a negative spiral? Making people happy, smile is what makes me happy. That's one thing that makes me really, really, really happy. Yes, sir, it certainly does. It makes me very happy. So I don't say I make a fool out of myself, but I just make people giggle. I make faces. You know, I start talking to strangers because, you know, you don't really meet strangers. You just meet strange people. So, you know, you just start talking. Next thing you know, you're going to a full-blown conversation. Next thing you know, oh, let's change telephone numbers. You got a new friend, you know. And you just never know who and what you might encounter until you open up. So sometimes you just got to open up. and go from there. See, some of your triggers you into a negative spiral. What makes me upset? I don't say that's a hard one, but, you know, people that are just indignant, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it, but some people are just goofy. That's all I got to say. They're just goofy. So that's what takes me into a negative spiral. Your subconscious. What empowering and limiting beliefs do you have? What empowers you? Do you empower you? Do you listen to people who do inspirational messages to you, who empower you to do things? Do you limit your beliefs to what you have? Do you believe this and then follow your beliefs? Or do you let other people, do you follow other people and their beliefs? To expand your capacity to get the results from your life and work that you desire and to help you in your journey, consider incorporating these things into your life. Strive to always be proactive and take responsibility for everything in your life. Strive to always be proactive, not reactive, because if you're reactive, you're one step behind. So if you're proactive, you know, it's like you're always one step ahead of everybody and everything. And some people just aren't proactive. You know, they're just in the moment. And take responsibility for everything in your life. Okay, you are you. So don't go blaming Jimmy John, Jackie Sue, Linda Ann, Ray Ray, or somebody down the street for something that you had done in your life. Okay? Don't be putting the blame on somebody who wasn't even in the same area as you. Don't even think up these people saying, oh, Sally Sue Mae Martin made me do this. Be responsible for your own self and your own actions. Number two, envision the future and plan to make it a reality. Okay? I've been sewing, I guess, since the eighth grade. When I was in the eighth grade, we had that class called home ec. Okay, that's how I got started. So, one of the ways. And I said, well, this is what I want to do. So my mother sewed, and she would make clothes for us. It was five kids, and she'd make clothes for us and put them at the end of our bed. And I thought there was we had a cloth fairy. And you know how when you're young, you don't know no better. And so I just thought that. It's like, oh, where did these clothes come from? I was dumb. I was naive, I guess. And so I was like, oh, these are cool. And so in the eighth grade, I had the opportunity to take home ec and learn how to sew. And so from then on, I just been sewing and then became designing and just made my own creations. And I would watch the soap operas and see how nicely everybody was dressed and how pretty everybody was. And then I watched Flashdance. And I don't remember the girl's name. It was Jessica Biel, I think. Jessica Biel, I think. She was the flash dancer. And she lived in a warehouse. And it's like, oh, that's cool. I either want to live in a warehouse or a brownstone. You know, when you watch the soap operas, they were always in a brownstone or a little cottage or something. And that's not what I want to live in one half, and I wanted to design in the other half of my house. Well, I haven't got that far yet, but hey, and then I wanted to move to New York. It's like as soon as I get out of school and graduate, I want to move to New York and be a fashion designer and be in New York Fashion Week. Well, I've been to Fashion New York. I haven't been to New York Fashion Week, but that's coming. It's going to make it a reality. So that's how I envision the future and plan to make it a reality, because that's what I'm working towards. And I have a friend who is in New York who's been on the great stage of New York Fashion Week. So we're going to collab, and I'm going to do some things and get there. Eventually, it may take a while, and hopefully not that long, and get to New York Fashion Week. So as far as my house, it's I guess I'm working half of it, and the other half is a designer area, I guess you could say, because I have a 3-2. Two of the bedrooms is sewing and material, and the other bedroom is bedroom. That's it. This is my bedroom. And so I got material everywhere in my house. Yes, I said everywhere. It just looked like I looked like a fabric store, actually. And so that's what I immersed myself into was fabric and so on and so forth. So that's where I'm going to make a reality, is become a, I won't say a world fashion designer, but a fashion designer. Prioritize your goals and how your time will be spent to achieve them. Oh, yeah, okay. So on my journey to becoming a fashion designer, I guess I got kind of on the scared side, I guess you want to say. And so my first job was, first I guess I went to college for a couple of years, and then to become a legal secretary, because I want to become a legal secretary. So I put my love and my passion on the back burner, and that's what I thought. I said, no, I don't want to be sitting at a desk for hours and hours on end. Well, that's what I did. I sat on a desk hours and hours on end. I worked at one place, IBM, for about 16 and a half years. Then I worked for Blue Cross for 10 years, and then I worked at this other place for 11 and a half years. And it's like, you know what? After that third time of downsizing, it's like, I'm not going back to work for somebody else, which I did anyway. And so I still have my little boutique someplace and have my own place as a designer. And I just haven't, I won't say I haven't prioritized my goals, but now it's time to do so, because as people say, you're not getting any younger. You know, you're not getting any younger, and you're not getting to do the things that you want to do. But I'm going to do it, because, as they say, God is not finished with me yet. So I need to just get on the stick and just prioritize everything and give it a timeline as to when I'm going to achieve them. Next, accept that none of these are easy, although they are simple. You don't have to complicate anything. You do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and follow that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you'll be fine. And as long as you have, you know, a guide to go by, so you a checklist, a guide, something to go by, so that you know what to do, where you're going, and how to get there. And most people tend to run on autopilot and don't take the time to self-reflect. I could say I do that. I don't take the time to self-reflect like I should. I just go forward and keep on going, and I don't say it's not good, but I need to probably sit down and just take some time to do some things. So why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Because it's a passion that I have. That's just me. I just like clothes, and I didn't want to be looking like everybody else on the block, on the street. And I don't want people who I design for look like anybody else on the block, on the street. So I do one of a kind, but I need to have some residual income, as they say, so that I just won't be, you know, going from this to that. And so I need to come up with some things that I know I can sell real quickly, because I like to do, as I said, one of a kinds in couture, haute couture things. So you go to the website, www.anaisevalcour.com, and see some of the things that I have created. And you tell me. You could do that letsdoitradio@gmail.com and say, hey, I like or I don't like what you might be impressed with or might not be impressed with. Won't hurt my feelings, not at all. It just gives me something to look forward to and work on. What am I doing now to get me to where I want to go? Well, I had started with University of Phoenix and to get my business degree, and so I'm almost done. And it's like, now, do I really need to, create more business, or not business loan, but student loans? No. So I think that I've to the point where I can go on YouTube and find out how to do a lot of things. I don't need to go to school, just figure out where I need to go and how to get there, because I'm going to get my little boutique eventually one day, just don't know when. Where do I want to go? There's a few places I want to go. I want to go back overseas to Spain. We lived in Spain for a while, and my mom would go to the material store, and she'd be speaking to ladies in Spanish, you know, talking to them how much material, this beautiful lace that they would have over there, some beautiful lace in Spain. I want to go back there and visit there where we had gone when my dad was in the service. And I want to go to Dubai. I wouldn't mind going to Africa and getting some material from Africa. And where else? New York, of course. I did go there for my birthday, and that was wonderful. I went to Mood Fabrics, and that was so much fun. I didn't want to stay in there too long because I had my daughter with me, and I know she probably was like, oh, I don't want to be in here. So I'm going to go back one day and just spend probably a couple of days in the store just looking and feeling and touching and just going and just having a good old time in Mood Fabric Store. But that's basically it. I don't know why New York, because it's nice, but is it all that it's hyped up to be? I mean, if you don't have a name, you don't get to get on the stage. And so I'm trying to make that name for myself, and I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. And next, what can I do differently to help me get there? Slow down. I really need to probably slow down and take account of where I am and what I'm doing and what I haven't done and what I need to do to get to where I need to get to. Just slow down and maybe ask for help. Maybe have somebody who has been there and say, hey, what direction and what steps would you take to get to New York Fashion Week? See, a bit of soul searching and review on a regular basis would be time well spent, and it'll help you make decisions that align with the core of who you are and lay the foundation you can build on. So you gotta have something to start on. If you don't have anything to start on, you know, you're just gonna be out there like a fish out of water, just kind of like, you know, flailing along, I guess you can say. And with this new understanding of yourself, you can bring your ideal life within reach. And so if you have, you know, if you have, like I say, a goal board, and we're going to talk about vision boards after a while, maybe, I'll see. And we can go from there. And if you have that vision board, it'll probably help you kind of situate how you're going to get to where you're going to get to. There were some basketball players, a set of twins, that had a vision board at 9 years old to be playing in the NBA. And their mom and dad helped them with their vision board. And not too long ago, just recently, they both got drafted into the NBA. So, you know, if you have a vision, it can be done. You got to be determined in what you want to do, because you can have a vision board, but if you don't, you know, look at a vision board and go off that vision board and check off the checks and balances, you'll never get anywhere. That's how I feel. I mean, it may be true, may not be true. Some people are just fortunate to do what they do and good people behind them pushing them to get them to the place of where they need to get to. Not everybody's able, so we got to, you know, get there on our own. And that's what we all want, isn't it? We just want, you know, to bring our ideal life into reach, a life that we can be happy in and proud of, one that we are worthy of. And a great way to determine if you're on the right track to your full potential is by getting support and feedback. Just like I said, if you get support and feedback, just go out and ask, hey, how am I doing? What do you think? What can I change? What can I better myself? What do I need to, you know, get rid of in my life? What do I need to enhance in my life? Do I need to take classes? You know, is this the right path for me? Do you think I'm going to go somewhere? Those are the questions that I would think you would want to ask. Ask people who for answers and for feedback. For a more personalized approach, feel free and, you know, to, you know, ask these questions and ask, you know, a coach or somebody who is in the same vein that you're in and doing the same thing that you're doing. Maybe ask them to be a mentor to you if you really appreciate what they're doing and you like what they're doing. Just kind of see if they you can't, mentor them and kind of shadow them and see if that's what you really want to do. And that's what I guess when we have those, we got career days, that you go and ask people, you know, what's a good career? How'd you get into this? How far are you? You know, do you like it? Some people are in a position, but they don't like the position. So they're just doing it until they can get to a point where they can get to where they want to get to. I see somebody's got their hand up. Greetings, greetings, greetings. How are you? Welcome to Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the line?
No, see, when you don't know it's me, you're really nice. When you know it's me, then you have an attitude.
I don't have an attitude. I just know it's you, bro.
Good retort. Good retort. How you doing? I don't know what the show's about. I just called in. So what's the topic?
The journey part two.
Oh, okay.
Talking about the journey part two. So you call on this side because it's no buzz, nothing. It's like very clear.
Good, good. I wanted it to be static free as much as possible. So I'm glad it worked.
And I don't say that you have static. It's just that it just buzzes, you know, because when you talk, there doesn't sound like there's the buzz, but as soon as you stop talking, there's a buzz, which is crazy.
That's when I try to mute myself. If you hear the buzz,
okay,
when I call it in the future, just let me know, and I'll just mute myself, and I think that ends it, right?
Okay. It does. It does.
Okay.
But then it takes you a couple minutes to answer, you know, to come back. So I just deal with the buzz until you can find out what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
but,
good. Well, when it comes to the journey, my journey is to be happy on this planet. Simple.
Okay. That's it? Are you trying to help anybody along the way, or you just want to be happy?
I've helped people along the way, and if they appreciate the help, then I continue to help them. If they don't appreciate it, then I don't. For example, last summer, I befriended a homeless guy. I gave him a jacket. Mm-hmm. I gave him a miniature chest and checker set. I gave him a tactical flashlight. He lost everything. And as a result of either the drugs that he received from the hospital or from drugs that he got from a drug dealer, his personality turned into that of being obnoxious. So then I just said, forget about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, even if he talks to me, I talk to him for a couple of seconds, and then I let him know I'm not interested in talking because I've already seen the bad side. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So my journey is to be happy on this planet. I will help those that I feel need it and deserve it and appreciate it. But my responsibility on this planet is not to help everybody and anybody. I will help those that I feel I've already given the criteria. All of our responsibilities is to be happy on this planet in a way that does not disrupt your fellow human being.
Okay.
That is supposed to be your journey. If you're a Christian, if you believe in God and heaven, then your priority is to get to heaven. my priority, since I don't believe in God, I don't know if there's a heaven, but I don't believe in this God, is to be happy on this planet. And if there's a truly good God, I will go to heaven. Simple. I do not create infractions of such an order that make me deserve to go to hell. So I have confidence in that.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So on this article, it says, my knowledge, techniques, and experience in leadership, personal development, and impact and influence will help you to stop being a barrier to your own success. So who exactly do you want to be besides yourself?
Who, me? You're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want to be?
On the line. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am who I am. I am who I like. I like who I am, who I want to be. I've achieved the success, if you will, of that of a seasoned citizen. I have money coming in. I would like to have a cottage by the sea, but other than that, I like who I am, what I am, how I became who I am. So that answers that question. Any more, Ina?
Any more what? Any more questions or any more answers?
Any more of anything?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of questions. Hold on. And the next question is, and okay, so me, exactly, who exactly do you want to be? I want to be the best person that I can be of myself. That's what I want to be, the best person I can be of myself. Whoever God wanted me to be, I want to be that best person. That's what I want to be. I can't be nobody else but the best that I can be. That's it. Plain and simple. No plain and simple. Next question.
Okay.
What kind of person?
All right.
Let's see. What kind of person do you want to be? That's kind of rhetorical.
Well, we just answered that.
I'll just say it. So who exactly do you want to be and what kind of person? Because you could be, let me see. And what I mean, because you could, some people might want to just be a nasty person. Some people might want to be an introvert. Some people might want to be an extrovert. Some people just don't want to be bothered. Some people, you know what I'm saying? So are you the kind of person who wants to make people laugh, who wants to be happy, who's giving, who's a philanthropist, you know, that type of person. That's
all right
to me.
I'm not a philanthropist, but I'm all of those the qualities that you mentioned. I like to make people laugh. I like myself. I'm a minor philanthropist in that I have helped people, you know. But again, I just don't continually help as a person. There's one thing that really, that you hear from people is, I didn't ask you to do that, you know. You try to help somebody out, and then if it doesn't come out exactly the way that they want it, all of a sudden they blame you. So, I've interceded in 5 street fights or 5 fights in bars. I didn't know these people except for one.
Okay.
I have said to myself, I was lucky I didn't get hurt, right? Didn't get hurt at all. And I'm saying to myself, I'm lucky because the next fight that I join in or try to separate people from, I could get stabbed or shot. That's not my business.
Right.
Let them kill each other. I've already done my part. I've already been a good Samaritan. I intend to live. So next time I see a fight, have at it, boys.
So you weren't part of the January 6th rioters, right? I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's so funny. You're so funny.
I made you smile.
I get you. I will get you.
Okay, the kind of person would I want to be? I mean, I just want to be the kind of person that God made me to be. I mean, I don't know if I've reached my potential of who I'm supposed to be or what I'm supposed to be or anything like that, but that's just me. I mean, I'm a giving person. I'm always doing stuff for people. It's hard for me to say no, which I need to probably learn to say no, even though I said yes to herself unapologetically, because I don't say yes for myself or to myself often enough. But the kind of person, I want to be fearless. I want to be fearful because I believe in God, so, you know. But I want to be a giving person. I'm a servant, so, you know, if somebody needs something, I'm going to, and I can see and help them, I'm going to help them. That's just me. But that's just, I mean, I volunteer for so many things. It's not even funny. I'm just that type of person. I'm that type of a giving person. So if somebody needs help in any situation, can you help me paint? Can you help me do this? Can you? Yeah, sure. You know, I'm not doing anything. I don't mind helping, you know, as long as I can assist in any way that I can, I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know? That's me. That's just me.
Well, I might have been that kind of person in my younger days, but when assisting people requires a lot of energy, and as I said, if I feel that there is a lack of appreciation there, you can forget about it.
Yeah. So you can forget about it. But, I mean, genuinely, you know, people who ask you to do something are genuinely appreciative because they are, but then you have those quote-unquote scumbags that, you know, just use you and they don't give a rat's rump about you. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And then I think you can kind of discern them after a while. It's like, oh, they're just using me. So then, of course, you're going to go on your way. But, you know, it's like, hey, this is not working out. So I think I'm just going to go on my way, blah, 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 type of thing. So, it just, I guess you have to use your best judgment and your better judgment.
Well, yeah, that's what you have to do. So if for example, you've done favors for five people and five people in a row don't appreciate it, the sixth person, you may not help because you don't know whether or not that sixth person is going to give you appreciation and gratitude.
Correct.
You're not willing to find out because the last five were people who, you know, not necessarily scumbags, but certainly people who did not show the kind of appreciation that they should have.
Right, right. It's like, what's wrong with me? Why didn't I appreciate? Why didn't they appreciate me? I gave my time and my service and everything, and then all of a sudden they just don't want to.
Yeah,
they just want to use me
like,
to get, you know, like a stepping stone.
Yeah. So when you feel that, you know, I think most people, if you've done them a favor that requires hours of effort, I think most people would want to say, hey, can I buy you a drink or can I buy you something for the house, like a soda or something like that, or is there anything, you know, that I can do for you? Or, you know, when you need me, you know, let me know. And if you call them, if they help you, then you know that you helped out the right person. You know,
right.
A person who doesn't, you know, if you see them on the street and they barely say hi to you afterwards, then I feel, okay, this person was just needing a utility person, but they can call a painter next time.
Right. They just snob you off, basically.
Yeah.
They just snob you off. We have Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Women's 303. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Come on, now. Oh, I feel honored and blessed, and thank God you have this platform. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of 800 Elite Winning Team Members, based in sunny Las Vegas. Our broadcast network goes out 3.5 5 million listeners globally. Whew, be very hard. But I'm just happy to be here. I'm thankful. It's been a long time, but I'm in the building.
Yeah. And I'm not too far from you. I'm in Tucson, Arizona right now. Hey,
you gotta hit me offline so I can meet you in person. And I'll show you, I'm real. I'm just trying to fight you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to love you. You feel me?
I am.
Hey, Inez.
Yes.
Inez, you travel Speedway and Broadway when you're in Tucson?
Ever done what?
Oh, wow. He knows the streets. Wow. He knows
I used to live in Tucson.
What's the question you asked?
Do you ever travel down Speedway and Broadway?
I've been down Speedway, and I think I've been down Broadway. When I was here for my uncle's 90th birthday, I remember going down Speedway. I wasn't driving, so, you know, you drive.
Oh, okay.
You're
just visiting.
Yes. This is my second time in Tucson. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
So
sorry.
I'm here for the Thanksgiving. No. You're fine. It's happy time. It's not sad time. So, you know, I'm good. But yeah, I'm down here. Yes, sir. I'm in the AZ. That's where I be.
You got my number. Why didn't you text me? You need to text me before you come. I can set some things up, but don't wait till you get here and you're like, I'm here. That is so bad because I have no time.
How is that bad?
Because
you don't know how long I'm going to be here, do you? You didn't ask.
When you text me, you say, I'm here, and I don't know, and then you say, I'm going. I don't know, and then I'm like, okay, wow.
Because I have a friend in Vegas, he said, are you going to come and visit me? I said, no.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I mean, well, you know, it's better than leaving somebody on.
Well, because I don't know how far it is, and I, you know, I flew in, so I don't even know. I I'm really bad at these things because I don't even know my geography. But
you're talking about somebody's asking you to visit them from Tucson to go to Vegas? That's too far. You're not visiting. You're not driving there. You have to take a plane.
Oh, see. Like I said, I don't know how far Vegas is from Tucson. What, about a few hours?
Yeah,
I think it's over 3 hours, isn't it, Pastor, if you're driving?
Yes, it's longer.
That ain't nothing. That is nothing.
Oh, then, all right. I guess you're visiting somebody. I can't be in a car for longer than an hour. God, no.
Oh, my. I do a car ride in a heartbeat. I mean, I usually drive from where I live. Campus to Atlanta all the time, and that's 6.5 hours. I go straight, shabu.
Oh, wow.
That ain't nothing. I drive from.
Really?
Right. And I drive. Oh. I'm serious. I drive from Atlanta to New Orleans. That's what, 10 hours or whatever. Driving don't bother me. Walking don't bother me. Mm-mm. I'm serious. That don't bother me. That's just time on the road.
Oh, God, no.
He's dangerous, sir. I'm sorry. You roll up on you. That's what I heard. I'm sorry. That's out of my tone. Miss Inez will roll up on you. Think of the game. I have no problem walking or driving. I will come find you.
Walking? That's right. Like yesterday, I had a doctor's appointment, and because my car's in the shop, walked to my doctor's appointment. It was an hour away. And I got there, they just do what, the little tube of blood took like, what, 3 seconds, and it's like, that's it? I walked an hour for that. And it's like, hey, but I like walking. I'm serious. But yeah, I mean.
Hey, Google had you all the way. Google showed you where to go. You was walking, but you had this guy. I don't care what you say. I love you, Miss Inez. Let's talk about it radio. I'm going to talk about it. Miss Inez had a guy, but Miss Inez, I'm giving you props for his honor because you are embracing your newfound faith and walking. Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, I walk. You just don't understand. I will walk. I walk. Let me see. 10 hours. No, it's not 10 hours, but 10 miles sometimes, and 20 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Uh huh. I used to, when I was younger, we used to have the marathon walks. You know, you walk 20 miles for MS or whatever. Walking. Mm-mm. If God gave me,
oh, I don't mind
legs,
walking.
Yeah, but you can walk that long.
But you have a destination.
No, I can walk
you
for a half
walk.
An hour at a time. Yeah.
I'm sorry. All I'm thinking about is Forrest Gump. He was walking. He was running.
Forrest Gump. Oh, man.
He started running. I mean, you couldn't stop.
Oh,
hey,
dude.
I'm sorry. Come on, Ms. Inez.
Hey,
I got love for you. But
he didn't know where he's going. He did spend 5 hours walking around in circles.
I'm just asking. Do you have direction? Or you just walk?
Because sometimes I'm just walking because I like nature, so I just be out walking. But at one point, I was walking because I was on a weight loss journey, so I was, you know, walking. But a lot of times, I just walk from my house to work because I didn't live that far, and that was like what, a mile or a couple of miles, mile and a half, whatever. It took about 15 minutes to walk. Yeah. Or during my lunch hour, I'd walk from my job to the bank. And walk back within an hour, do my transaction and walk back. And my girlfriend would say, why didn't you ask me to take the car? It's like, I don't know, because I just wanted to walk. Walking is healthy. I mean, my heart rate is so low that it's like.
Why is your heart rate low if you're always walking? Why is your heart rate low if you're always walking?
Because it keeps it at a low rate, if you don't have a high rate, because your blood pressure's down, you're just at a real cool, calm state. I mean, I go and donate platelets. I would walk to donate platelets. No,
I'm asking because I don't know, are we looking for a high rate or a low rate, because I don't understand how the heart rate thing works. I apologize. I want to know what to pray for
fine.
And how to pray.
It keeps your rate, your heart rate low, which is a good, you know, a good healthy heart rate.
So you need a low healthy heart rate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because
okay.
I mean, I registered at 99/66. I'm serious. My heart rate was like 99/66 one time. I said, oh, that's about right. And when it was up to like 125, I said, ooh, that's high for me. That, because I usually don't register too much over 110, 112, over whatever. Mm-mm. My heart rate, because I would walk a lot, and that's what keeps your heart rate low and healthy.
Yes, Lord.
It's not deathly low. It's just, it's good low, if that makes sense.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a good love. Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm praying for you. I apologize, Lord. I love you. You good people, Miss Inez. I support this show. I've texted out thousands of people. I brought a lot of people here. I want to make sure you straight.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me you got a problem, I'm praying. We're going to keep
moving.
Oh,
that's
moving.
Not a problem. That's. Mm-hmm. I'm moving. I'm always
Come
moving.
On.
I'm forever moving. I'm serious.
Come on.
I will. Okay. I delivered my car over to the place to get it fixed. I walked from there back to home, and I think that was 3.2 miles. Yeah, I think that was 3.2
oh, wow.
miles.
Oh. Nah, I'm not going to lie. I walk through. I say miles when I go donate. Yeah, I donate 5 miles. I walk 3 miles. So when I hear you say that, I got high respect for you. High respect.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows 3 miles is to say that. You're like, wow. Oh, shit. It's a long way.
Mm-hmm. It is. And then after I walked that, I went home, changed clothes, and I walked to work. This is about another, was a mile and a half or so, I think. I don't know. Mile and a half, maybe two. I don't think it's 2 miles. It might be a mile and a half or so.
In you got to get it. You don't care who's going to help you, who's going to give you a ride. You ain't got no time to wait. You got to go get it. It's some people who wait for things to happen. It's some people who wake up and make things happen.
Right.
I was
right.
My daddy, come on, man. My daddy, he didn't wait for nothing. My father, I swear to God, I love his grind. One thing I do know about my father, all he did was grind every day.
And that's what you do. That's what you do. You grind every day, too.
Oh, yes,
that's
ma'am.
Just some people are just grinders. And so what our topic is today is your journey. Where are you? That's what we're talking about. Your journey. Where are you? And this is part two of that. So that's what we are. That's what we're doing, talking about our journey. You still with us, Joe?
Yeah. I'm still here. I do my show every Wednesday. And I gotta do the daycare. While I'm doing my show, I still gotta make things for my kids. So,
right. Yeah. So I was Joe. You still with us?
No.
Okay.
Come on, Joe. Come on, we gotta,
I'm not
come
here.
On,
you're hearing an AI reproduction of my voice.
Okay, AI.
Wow. Mrs.
Well,
Joe,
I
love your energy.
AI is...
I support you. Let's get it. Come on.
Oh, thank you, bastard.
Okay, AI.
Just call me
actually
AI
intoxicating.
Joe.
Actually intoxicating. That's what AI stands for. No, I'm just messing with you.
You know, you can do that to Joe, but not to AI. AI does not have a sense
AI
of humor.
AI, well, you're smiling. I hear you say you're laughing, so AI does have a sense of humor. AI, Joe.
Yeah,
but,
I guess he does.
As we continue, it says, where are we? We just asked the questions. Who actually do you want to be? That was one question, Pastor Don. And what kind of person do you want to be? Who actually do you want to be? And what kind of person do you want to be? Pastor Don. Pastor Don. Pastor Don. Okay. So the next question, Joe, what are your personal ideals and who do you admire? I don't know why they're just going to have
two
questions for that.
Okay. Personal ideals are those people who have morality and integrity. The person I most admire, there isn't anybody that you can take a look at in the world of celebrities and say I admire, except maybe Ron Paul. Other than that, I don't know anybody else that I could take a look at and with assurance point at and say this person is an ideal person that I'd like to be. I like being me.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And that one, who I may not have put come in there, so that's probably why I came up with that. So what are your personal ideals? Okay, what are my personal ideals?
What are they? Oh, you got to think about it?
My personal ideal? I mean, I just do things, so my personal ideals. Personal, not ideas, but ideals. That's what
ideals, not ideas. Yeah, ideals.
Right. I'm just trying to think. Like you said, me being me. I can't be nobody else but me.
Well, is that somebody you're proud of? I mean, do you have the personal ideals that you think you should have?
I could always, you can always upgrade yourself, you can always make yourself better, that type of thing, because, we always have room for betterment. You always hear people, I'm going to reach perfection. You'll never be perfect. You will never be perfect. That's just it. I just try to better myself, but I will never be perfect because there isn't. Who's perfect? Is there a perfect being?
Other than an AI? No.
Okay. No, there's no. And whom do I admire? My mom and dad is whom I admire myself. That's who I admire.
Okay.
That's who I admire with my parents. And people like my parents who took me under their wing, but who inspired me. That's who I admire.
Somebody close to home then. Good.
Yes, close to home. And then some of my teachers, loved my teachers who followed me and loved me. And I had this one teacher, she was my Spanish teacher. And I used to do plays. I used to be an actress, not long time ago. And so she would always come to my plays, and everything that I would do, she would kind of like follow me and just build up me as my moral character. And I had a few teachers like that. So I did. And when she passed away, I was heartbroken because I didn't know she had passed away. I think I read about it. I think somebody from high school told me a couple of years after she had passed away. But I probably would try to go to her funeral, even though it was in Spokane, Washington. I would try to go to her funeral. But, people like that who thought so, quote-unquote, highly of you, that's the people who I admired, who admired
right.
me. Because they thought so, they thought so much of me, and they thought that I could be something and be somebody, in life. That's who I that's me. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't worry, you still have room and time for you to be somebody. Mm-hmm. So,
Thank you. I mean, like I said, I haven't reached perfection because I'll never reach perfection, but I can always better myself. You can always, make room for betterment. And Pastor Don, who dropped off, so he's not with us anymore. But, that's one thing, is just try to better yourself. Because you can always better yourself from one day to the next day. You can always add notches to your belt. It's like, okay, I was able to achieve this. I was able to do this. Because not everybody can say that. Not everybody can do that. And so as long as you can try and do that and achieve that, that's just
right.
settled. Try to better yourself. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so our next question is, what are your special traits that you would make your own?
What are my special traits that I would make? Well, I have them that I would make my own.
No, no.
If I have a special trait, what?
No. I think these questions are, says, who do you admire, and then what are their special traits that you would make their own?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That I would make
bad.
My own. Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't admire anybody right offhand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no special traits that they have that I would make my own.
Okay. My mom and my dad, they were pillars of the community. They had, they were just upstanding people. When my father passed away, we had so many people at the churches, people upstairs, downstairs, everywhere, because he was that type of an upstanding person. He was a He was a pillar in the community. He was that soft-spoken person that everybody looked up to because he was what you call a real man and a real Christian man. He was the type of person that people would, you know, the E.F. Hutton, you know, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. That's how Dad was. He was just that type of person because he didn't take no guff off of nobody. He would not play.
Right.
He didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he didn't play, but he was the type of person that had ethics. He had a character. He was he was just that type of person who he wasn't, what's the word I want to say? He was a foreman at the water, Washington Water Power. And he, as a foreman, you know, some people would say, okay, you want to name this building after the person who was the foreman. He says, no, I don't want the building named after me because we all worked on this building. So he just did, that was just Dad. He just said, no, we did this together. I didn't make this building. We made this building. So he didn't want the building named after him. That was just the type of, he wasn't that type of person who had to have fame or anything. He was just basically really quiet.
He was an all-around good guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all around, very good. I mean, he was a head deacon for a long time. And when he had other deacons, up-and-coming deacons, this one deacon, when he moved away, he says, oh, no, Deacon Brown, no, that's not how Deacon Brown taught. That's not right. It was like, and his wife, who was a minister, he says, she would say, honey, you can't do that. This is the way that these people teach you. He says, but no, that's not how Deacon Brown was. Mm-mm. No, I'm going on the teachings of Deacon Brown. It was so funny, but that's how a lot of the young deacons saw him, because it was somebody to look up to, somebody that they could admire. And so that's the type of person that I would love to, you know, have people look up to me in that aspect, you know, as seeing me as a good person to modern themselves after. Yeah, is it not modern? Not modern themselves. Mold themselves after. Pattern themselves after. That's the word I'm trying to say. Pattern themselves after. So, you know, that's the type of person that, you know, I'd want to be, so that people will say, okay, he was the type of person who had character, morals, had, you know, this, and that. That's the traits that I would make for myself as far as how my mom and dad were. So that's just me. They were good, wonderful people. I love my mom and dad. And it's just like, okay, they're gone now. Okay, so now it's time to stop being vague. If you wish to be an extraordinary person, and if you wish to become wise, then you would or should explicitly identify the kind of person you aspire to become. If you have a day book, write down who you're trying to be so that you can refer to the self-determination. Precisely, describe the demeanor you want to adopt so that you may preserve it when you are by yourself or with other people. That's cool. I mean, you know, if that's how, you know, if that's what you want to do, because some people's like, you know, there's nobody in the, left in the world I want to pattern myself after, like you were saying earlier. It's just like, you know, all those, I won't say all those type of people are gone, but you don't see that as often as you did when, as I was coming up, because these people these days, these kids are just like, they're Bebe's kids. And I don't know if you know who Bebe's kids are. Bebe's kids are bad kids. And it's like, because you have children raising children raising children.
Right.
And, you know, all you see is little kids, you know, growing up, cussing people out, cussing out elderly people, you know, knocking elderly people over and out and just disregarding them, and they just don't have any, disrespecting them, and they don't have any respect for anybody. They don't have any respect for themselves. So who are you looking out after these days to pattern yourself? You know what I mean? Who do you have who do you have as a role model these days? Who? You know,
Well, that's up to the individual kid. They would like to emulate a lot of celebrities. A lot of them would like to be like LeBron mm-hmm. James or Mike Tyson mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mike Jordan?
Well,
Michael Jordan.
Because Mike Tyson knocked people out, you know. So they wouldn't mind being like him. And I don't believe that he actually raped that girl that he went to prison for. So to me, Mike Tyson was not a bad person. He was just somebody who he was a great fighter, and I don't think of him as a bad person. I don't think of him as a rapist. And to me, he was just another guy, you know, a guy who achieved very well in his field. I don't have anything negative to say about him.
Okay. So, vision board. Do you have a vision board?
What kind of board?
Sure. Vision board.
Oh, a vision board. No.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a vision board?
Would I have one? Under what circumstance?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're an older person. You probably achieved to the place where you
I've achieved
be,
what I wanted to achieve. I'm a retired person. I'm enjoying. Well, mm-hmm. I would enjoy more if I had if I lived in a community where there weren't so many immigrants, but.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I mean, let's say I lived in a community where it was peaceful, it wasn't anti-American, then I would enjoy myself more, and there wouldn't be anything that I would want to achieve other than if I were to move to have a cottage by the sea, and that would be about it.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of myself, I like who I am. Mm-hmm. I've worked to become who I am, and I've achieved.
Oh, Lord, okay.
Intangibly, who I am. So I like being me. So no matter what you say, too bad. I like being me, and I am as perfect to me. And I'm over, but I what
as
I want anything
be.
Else, but let me seriously, I would maybe a little bit more money, but in terms of my personal development. Probably not. I would marry somebody who is like myself. I never revealed the confidence anybody ever gave me. I never cheated on a chick, on a girlfriend. Let me see. I've made progress in business. I've helped out bosses in business. I've been a good neighbor. I've been a good friend. I'm reflective about the world. I have a good personality. I have a good character. So no, there isn't any. Yeah, and I think you, if push came to shove, you would attest to the personality too. Because when you said the first time I came on the show, you thought I was somebody who was out there, extreme, and then afterwards, you saw that I was just a nice, normal human being. So don't give me this, you know. All right, I know who you are. Okay, I know you.
I guess. But no.
You guess.
I thought you were...
Oh, really? Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. If somebody asked you about me and they said, can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what you're calling Joe is like? What would you say?
The first Joe that I came to know, and this Joe now, or just Joe in
the
nutshell?
Both of them. Both of them, yeah.
Okay, when I first met you, I thought you were just I won't say obnoxious, but obnoxious is what it's like, oh, God, this guy. Who's this guy calling into my show? Why is he bothering us? Why does he call in the last 5 minutes of the show when we're getting ready to wrap up and then we go for another hour? Dang it, Gina. It's like, okay, we're almost done. And then here comes this guy with this telephone number that ends in this number. It's like, oh, my gosh, this guy. And then
good.
After a while.
Good.
It's because we were on the relationship show, so it was Stephanie and I. And so then after a while, when I started having different segments and so on and so forth, I'm trying to think if I dropped off and you, because I know I wasn't on the radio for a while, so I don't know if you still came on while I wasn't on. So then after a while, I started looking for you. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. What happened to Joe? Where's Montana Joe? Is he okay? It's like, okay. Then I would text you and say, don't be texting me. I was like, okay, I'm just, you know what the schedule is. So, you know, but other than that, you know, now I call you my brother from another mother. So, you know, because I do look forward
to
calling
in. So, in other words, mm-hmm. Okay, I made a bad impression in terms of your interpretation of
what I was
saying.
No,
no.
Uh-huh.
No.
I won't say a bad impression. I would just say, just say I didn't know you, so therefore this, to me, you were obnoxious.
Okay, but then after mm-hmm. a while, you enjoyed my being on the show. Is that safe
mm-hmm.
to say? Okay.
That is very safe
so
to say.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very safe to say. And now I look forward to you because it's like, okay, I got somebody to ridicule. I got somebody who ridicules me. We go back and forth. We have a good rapport and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's all good. And, you know, it's like, because tonight is like, okay, Joe hasn't come on, because I was getting ready to close up, and it's like, who the heck is this person with a hand up? And it's like, okay, because usually with the, you know, with the locked number, whatever you want to call it, no one ever has their hand up. It's like, okay, so somebody now wants to actually, you know, talk to me with their, from mm-hmm. the 1111111 number. So I was like, okay, because there was someone who was on earlier with that number, and then they dropped off. So I was like, okay, because I was like, okay, this is me. So now then when you came on, I was like, okay, you're nice to the person who's that. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah. Until I knew who it was, it's like, oh man, I should mute him. No, I'm just messing.
I hope somebody asks me one day about what your favorite ambition is on BTR. I know what to say in a heartbeat.
What? She likes to mute people. Me.
Yeah, she would love to mute me. Me, not the AI. Me, she would love to mute me.
No, it's not that bad, but no, it's not that bad. But we're going to go into vision boards for this next minutes and our time. But vision boards, what do they do? Vision boards let you visualize your success by regularly looking at your vision board. You immerse yourself in a visual representation of what you want or hope to achieve. This helps create a positive and powerful image in your mind, making it easier to believe in your ability to achieve goals. And so I had all this stuff kind of ready to go, and then I don't know what happened. But anyway, so you say, did you ever have a vision board at all, Joe?
Not a vision board, but I think most people would have in their minds what they would
mm-hmm.
like their future to turn out to be, what kind of mm-hmm. Achievements they would like to have. So with that in mind, yeah, but I didn't write down, this is the kind of person that I want to be, this is exactly the kind
mm-hmm.
of position that I want to have. I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because a vision board are collections of images or objects arranged in a way to help you manifest your goals and visions. This board can be physical or it could be digital. Vision boards are highly versatile. You can use them to manifest your personal goals or create a visual representation of a personal vision statement. They're perfect for helping you envision your dream life, but you can also use a vision board to outline your professional goals. You can use a vision board for long-term goals, like achieving your five-year plan, or you can create a yearly vision board, too. People use vision boards, usually place them where they'll see them often. For instance, you can place a vision board on the mirror you use to get ready in the morning. Other people prefer to hang it on a wall in a room they use often. So, what's his name? What's that man's name?
Tony Robbins.
Dang, man. No, the other one. No, Steve Harvey. He said he didn't want no vision
okay.
board. He did not want to. He said, he said, because I don't know if he had one, but he may have had one. He says, you know, some people think they may be a waste of time because, you know, once you achieve those things on your vision board, do you put more things on your vision board? Do you take the things that are off on a vision board? Or do you have, like, okay, year one, this is what I want to achieve. Year two, so do you have five vision boards out there? You know, to me, I mean, it's good for some people. And like I was telling earlier, or talking about earlier, these young boys who were 9 years old had created a vision board. They were twins. And to get to the NBA, and their parents helped them with their vision board. And yes, as of, let's see, it's been probably about 5 months whenever the NBA draft was, they both got drafted into the NBA. And so their plan, their vision board worked. And so, you know, and a lot of vision boards for some people do work. And so, you know, and I wish that we had more people on the line. It's like, would a vision board work for you? And, you know, or what do you think of vision boards? Would you ever create a vision board? Do you have a vision board? And, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, it all just depends on the person, what they're trying to achieve. If, if their vision is really in depth and detail, yeah, you know, vision board is good. So, let me see. What was I going to say? So, you know, for those of you out there who might not even know what a vision board is, I said, what it is, it's a collectible of images and things for, you know, for you to achieve your goals. And what should a vision board include? The sky's the limit when it comes to what to include in a vision board. To start, you should add images that inspire you and make you feel a certain way. To me, I would use that as a bucket list. I don't know. And think back to the last time you looked at an image or photo that made you feel something. How did you feel? Is this feeling something that aligns with your values? Because we talked about values earlier. And so I know you're where you're at, Joe. So if you, okay, would your younger self, like when you were 20, would you ever have thought of a vision board, or did you know what you were going to do and where you wanted to be when you were, you know, getting out of college or what have you? Did you know what you wanted to be and do?
I was in the service at the time. I wanted to be a salesman.
Okay.
And then I became a salesman, and then I went on to college. Then I went back into sales and marketing. And that would be about it. I wanted to make progress in the sales arena, and I did. Yeah, like I said, I've been pretty much satisfied with who I am, and I guess I'm lucky. Some people, I guess, are pretty much dissatisfied with who they are, I guess. But whatever I didn't like about myself, I changed. So I was always willing to change.
Okay, and it was easy for you to change?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know you said you had a laugh that was agitating to other people, and then when you heard yourself, you said, "Oh yeah, I got to change that."
Then I changed it. Yeah, and I became a better listener. I always was a decent listener. I think I became a better listener, and I can, in retrospect, take a look at any of the qualities or lack of qualities that I had. I was always a good friend. I was always a good employee. I've had letters of recommendation. I've had people who have fired me from the jobs because of my mouth, who then wanted to have me come back because then they realized that the persons that they hired after me didn't have my work ethic or my expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So that was gratifying.
Okay.
So I can't really say I'm totally dissatisfied with myself. like I've said before, I would marry somebody who is like me, and then I would trust that person. I know the person would be faithful. I know that person would treat me well. I also know that person, she would be willing to ask me if then I would ask her to do what I would want her to do in bed, and she would do it, and she would ask me, and I would do it. So, I mean, I'm a person who, when I talk about the values that I see in other people, that I want in other people, I believe I have them pretty much in myself.
Okay. Okay. So you want a mirror image of you as far as a mate?
Pretty much, 90%, and the other 10% could be a good surprise, could be the individualism of her. So just as long as she has the major characteristics that I'm looking for, yeah.
Okay. 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 So you didn't have a, well, so you didn't have a picture of a dream girl because you kind of,
no.
I don't want to say this, over the years,
no.
you kind of, how do I want to say it, you knew who you were, and so you didn't need a picture of, or not a picture, but a, you didn't need to have a picture of a dream girl type.
I didn't need to have a vision board or a picture of any. Yeah, I mean, I knew what I wanted.
Okay.
Or I thought it, in my, I guess when I got into my 30s and 40s, it was solidified because prior to that, you know, you're growing up. So when I got into my 40s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, I knew what I wanted because I felt that I had what it took to have a good relationship either with men or with women. I was always a good friend, and I was always good relationship material. That depends, and, but that always, well, in terms of the intangibles and in terms of making a relationship work, as just as long as she was doing the same thing. If she wanted to make it work and I wanted to make it work, it would be no problem. You know, if I was attracted to her, she was attracted to me. You know, there's very few criteria that people really need from each other in order to make relationships work. Very few.
Okay. 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 So,
Same criteria I do, but you've never talked about it, but you have the same criteria I do. You do. You want somebody you can trust, right? Yes. You want somebody who will not be a pain in the butt. Well, maybe yes, maybe no. Girls like drama. You definitely would want more drama than I would, but you may not want, you know, an excessive amount of drama. So you would want somebody with whom you're compatible, you can talk to, who understands you. You want somebody that will always be by, you know, will always support you when you need the support.
It's
the same thing I want. Everybody wants the same thing, but they don't know how to go about doing it because of their trauma, their selfish, and their ego.
But yeah, because I just want someone who I get along with, you know, real good, and like you say, nobody likes a lot of drama. We just want to get along, and it's like, you know, if you get on my nerves, I'm going to start rolling my eyes. It's like, oh Lord, this ain't gonna work. It's just not gonna work. But it's like you say, you know, I just want to be loved, you know, and we get along, basically on one accord, and, you know, because, I mean, a person doesn't have to be good looking, but, you know, pleasant to the eye, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have to be have a six pack. He doesn't have, because my second husband, he was 6'1" maybe? And 300 and some odd pounds, so he wasn't skinny. He wasn't small. He was a big guy. And everybody, what are you doing with him? I said, well, he loves me. What's wrong with that? You know, so on and so forth. You don't, you know, you can always work on somebody's weight and work on things like that. But, you know, a person just has a shell around them. You have to look at their heart. You can't look at it always on the outside, because you can be the ugliest person and have the kindest and sweetest heart, you know. And the person could be in a wheelchair and still love me and have the kindest and sweetest heart. You know, as long as they take care of me and blah, 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 don't cheat on me, so on and so forth, I'm good in the hood, you know. They take care of me and I'm good. It's not that deep. It's really not that deep. What, you know, most of us want. Some people like drama. Some people like to have all the money in the world.
A lot of women love drama. They love drama. Love it. Mm-hmm. And in terms of being kind and sweet, if a woman, you don't want a kind and a sweet man. They say they want a sensitive man, but when the man comes along, then they say that he's boring. They go for the thug type. So there are a lot of women who don't know what they want. But that's one of the reasons why relationships don't last.
Okay. And, yeah, because they think they know what they want, and once they get it, it's like, this ain't what I want. This is not what I signed up for. Oh, my gosh, can I throw this fish back and get something else? This is,
I was on a show years ago. You won't believe this. I was on the show when a woman says, I was describing characteristics of a good man, right? So I said, these are the characteristics you would want, right? She goes, yeah. I said, then would you say he'd be like the perfect man? And she goes, yeah. And so you would want this man, the perfect man. She goes, yeah. Another girl was on the show. She goes, no, I wouldn't want a perfect man. I go, what? She goes, no, I don't want a perfect man. Even if the man was everything that she wanted, she's saying she wouldn't want it. She didn't know exactly what she would want, but I would guess she would want drama. She would want some sort of man to sex it up and to spice it up. But if the man's perfect, then you've got what you want. How can you want more than what you want and got? So to me, I'm saying, chicks don't know what they want.
Well, and it depends on the girl, too, because some people know exactly what they want. Some people do know exactly what they want. Some people, not so much. They think they know what they want, and once they get it, it's not what they want. They want a whole different opposite, you know. You know, they want the bad boy type. They want that person that's like, oh, I want some... I won't say drama. And I just want somebody who's compatible with me type of thing. And it's like, you know, I want the man who works at 9 to 5, and I want the man who's got the six pack. I want the man, what did Solution say? The six pack, 6 feet, and 6 figures?
And 6 figures, yeah.
It's like, no.
And then you take a look at the chick and you go, you got to be kidding me.
You don't even have all that stuff, so how you think, you know, I'm going to, some people, they just something else. That's all I got to say. They are just something else. They crack me up. Because they don't know what they need.
I'm going to have to hang up because I'm not hearing... since I'm using this phone, I'm not hearing you very well.
You can't hear me?
I'll call back before 12. It's low. It's not you. It's my phone. And I'll call back before 12. But I can't. It's low. I'm going
to
hang up.
Speak louder.
No, it's not
louder?
You. It's the phone. No.
Oh, okay.
If you speak louder, I can probably hear you. But the thing is that the problem with this particular phone is that when I'm on the phone, the volume is not very high. And I got the volume all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the deficiency of this particular phone. So I'm going to get off and see what I can do about it. But, you know, I'll probably call back later. But I can't hear you, and it's annoying that I can't hear you. I mean, you know, it's low volume.
And I may be on the phone. I may not be. So, I mean, you know, because it's just you and I, so I'm not going to just keep talking to myself. So I may.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'll call back later if you're on. Then I'll be connected. If not, then you know, have a good night. Okay.
All right, and happy Thanksgiving. I may do something. I may have an hour on Thanksgiving evening. I don't know. And just if people want to say, you know, happy Thanksgiving, blah 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 blah. I don't know. But
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
So you're gonna have turkey? Because I don't like turkey.
We don't know yet. We may have turkey next. We may have roast. Don't know. Because I'm here with my uncle, and we were discussing that today. So don't know what we're going to have yet. That's still in the decision stage.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's still in the decision
stage. All right, well, have a happy Thanksgiving if I talk to you or don't talk to you. And I'll see if I can call back later. All right?
All right.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Talk to you soon. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so then we have somebody who just called in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you. We're talking about vision boards and the use of vision boards for those people who are on a journey. And where are you on your journey? So for those persons who just called in, we're talking about what a vision board is, and it's a collection of images or objects arranged in a way to help you manifest your goals or visions. This board can be physical or digital. And so we're talking about what a vision board should include. And as I said earlier, the sky's the limit when it comes to what to include in a vision board. To start, you should add images that inspire you or make you feel a certain way. Think back to the last time you looked at an image or photo that made you feel something. How did you feel? Is this feeling something that aligns with your values? I was saying that I don't have a vision board, and maybe I need to have a vision board, but I don't have one right now because I know what I want, but I don't have any set time frame as far as what I want to do in my vision. And I was talking to Joe, and I said some people may have a 5-year plan, so they may have a vision board with five boards and have, okay, for first year this year, second year this is my vision, third and fourth and fifth year. So that's what we're talking about, vision boards. And so what are you looking for when you're thinking of what to include on your vision board? They can contain quotes that align with your vision. They can be handwritten quotes. They can be printed and attached to the board. You can cut them out and find them maybe out of a magazine or whatever, drawn in calligraphy, cut up from interesting materials like old shirts. That's interesting. In addition, a vision board can contain items of sentimental value. These items can be attached to special memories you have that remind you of your goals. In reality, nothing is off the limits when it comes to a vision board. You know what you want. You know what you want to achieve. Put it on that board so you can see it. It's tangible. You can look at it and say, okay, this is where I need to be at this point in my life. This is where I should be. This goal is where I should be at this point in my life. It's feasible to add it to your board. You can try it. The important thing to consider is whether it will help you manifest your vision or not. Let me go back over here and see if anybody else is doing this. Okay. Okay. Of course. You know how things are. I hate when that happens. Okay. Never.
Now you know when things just wasn't going right all evening. It was good. It was really good. Now it's not doing what it needs to do. So just hang tight as I get to where I need to get to. I don't know what's going on with my hold on a second. One moment, please, as I get back to where I was. Oh, goodness. There we go. And I lost one of mine. There you go. There's some more. You know how things go with this. Why do things have to be the way they are then? I lost my people. Okay. All right. We're going to wing it for right now. So, okay. So, okay. In addition, in reality, nothing's off limits when it comes to vision board. It's feasible to add to it, to a board. You can try it. You can try adding stuff to it, take it off if it's not working. The important thing is to consider whether it will help you manifest your vision or not. How do vision boards work? You already know that you can't achieve your goals just by thinking about them, for chanting them or writing them down on on slips of paper. So what's the deal with a vision board? You can create a board out of crafts, items, magazine clippings, like I said earlier, and other miscellaneous items. Some people will put pictures that they get from magazines, you know, quotes, as we said earlier, things that are inspirational messages and so on and so forth. How can something so simple help you set and achieve your goals? It can sometimes feel like magic. Well, it's not quite magic. Instead, according to the Better Ups, Dr. Aaron Etaw, it is the concept that thoughts precede behavior. Mindsets drive behaviors that drive outcomes. Vision boards are effective because they are a visual reminder of your intentions. So when you see this every day, it's like, oh, yeah, I got to do, did I do that? Okay, maybe I didn't. Maybe I need to do that today. The reminder can help you stay focused on your goals even during the challenging times by consistently reviewing and updating your vision board and reaffirming your intentions. You strengthen your commitment and increase your motivation to take action. And I'm just going to keep on going back and forth to see if anybody else joins us. Okay. So, okay. I'm not at my normal place, so things are coming and going. So anyway, just back here. Vision boards can help you clarify your goals. They can give you a clear direction for where you want to go in several areas of your life. Creating a vision board requires you to reflect on your desires and aspirations. By visually representing your goals, you can gain clarity and a better understanding of what you truly want to achieve. The clarity enables you to set specific and meaningful goals that align with your vision. Your vision boards are a constant reminder of what your priorities are. You can get to know yourself a little better by clarifying what it is you want. This visual reminder helps you manifest the things you want by taking action to get them.
whenever you need to make a decision in your life, your dream board is there to remind you of what matters to you. Think of it as a nudge in the right direction and keeping you on the right direction as well on the right path. Vision boards let you visualize your success. By regularly looking at your vision board, you immerse yourself in a visual representation of what you want or hope to achieve. This helps create a positive and powerful image in your mind, making it easier to believe in your ability to achieve your goals. A vision board is filled with images, words, and symbols that inspire and motivate you. When you look at your board, it should trigger positive emotions, excitement, and enthusiasm, which you can feel your determination and drive. It serves as a visual representation of your dreams and reminds you of the possibilities ahead. There's always possibilities ahead. Seeing your goals and desires displayed on your vision board can help build confidence and self-belief. It serves as a constant affirmation that you are capable of realizing your goals. As you visualize yourself living by a desired reality, your belief in your own potential strengthens, which can positively impact your actions and decisions. In our busy lives, it's easy to lose sight of our goals and get distracted. However, regularly viewing your vision board keeps your goals at the forefront of your mind. It sees it. It's right there. You can't, you know, dodge from it unless you tear it up and throw it away. And it acts as a visual anchor, reminding you of what truly matters and keeping you on track. It helps you prioritize your time, energy, and resources toward the actions that align with your vision. A vision board can also incorporate elements of gratitude and positivity by including affirmations, quotes, and images that reflect gratitude and a positive mindset. You can cultivate a mindset of abundance and appreciation. This mindset can contribute to your overall well-being and attract more positive experiences into your life. Remember, while a vision board is a valuable tool, it's essential to take inspired action toward your goals. The board acts as a guide and source of motivation, but it's your actions that ultimately bring your dreams to fruition. Combine power of visualization with consistent effort, determination, and resilience, and you'll increase your chances of achieving your goals. Let's see if anybody else has joined us. Oh, man. Interesting. Okay. It's funny how sometimes some things act like they should and some things don't want to act right at all. Okay. Okay. Where are we here? How to make a vision board for manifestation. Creating a vision board can be fun and easy. Engage with your creative and playful self. You don't need to overthink the process. Okay. Basically, you're going to gather a bunch of pictures of what you want to see yourself and where you want to see yourself and at what point in time you want to see yourself. So your vision board is for you and you only. There's no one else you need to impress with it. You can create a physical vision board that you can hang anywhere in your home or your office following these steps. 1, take time to clarify your vision. 2, gather materials. 3, find images and objects that represent your vision. 4, arrange your materials. 5, place your vision board where you'll see it often. Let's break each down. Okay, 1. First, take time to clarify your vision. Creating a vision board requires you to reflect on your desires and aspirations. Before you start crafting, take more than a few moments to clarify your vision. What do you want to manifest with your board? Get as clear as you can on your vision. Don't rush this step. It's the foundation for your entire board. You'll find that you get even more clarity and detail as you create the board. Don't distract yourself with other entertainment during this step, like watching TV in the background or talking to a family member while thinking about your vision. You need to meditate on it, basically. It's important to remain self-aware as you clarify your vision. You have to remember, this is you. This is your vision. You can't let anybody else, you know, manifest your vision for you. They don't know you. They don't know what you want. They don't know where you want to be in the next 5 years. You can talk about it, but they don't know where you want to be. So you can journal about it if it helps to write things down. Two, gather your materials. To make a vision board, you'll need a variety of materials. In some cases, you can make do with what you have on hand, but some materials are more important than others. For instance, you'll need a board as a base. There are several types of boards you can use, including wire boards, white boards, magnetic boards for your fridge, cork boards. If you don't want to spend a ton of new items to make for your vision board, it's not necessary to use one of these types of bases. Instead, you can cut out a large piece of cardboard from a box you have at home, or you can purchase a large poster board at your closest dollar store. You know, the kind that you use for your science projects and type of thing. You don't have to have a huge, extravagant vision board. Or you can have, depending on, like I was saying earlier, you can have 5 years of vision board. So, okay, you look at 1 year, okay, you do that year, and take that board and put it aside. Go to year two, or you can have it, but it can be a mirror. It can be a whole closet door size. It could just be just a board. It can be as elaborate as I said as you want. Okay, you also need images or items to add to the board. Those images can come from a variety of sources, including old magazines and catalogs, printed versions of online images, old photos. Next, you'll need something to secure your items to the base. You can use what you have on hand or purchase what you prefer to use. Pins and clips work well, especially if you have a cork board. You can also use glue sticks or tape. If you're making a magnetic board, you can use small magnets to secure your images. Scissors will be useful to help you cut out your images. Finally, you'll need a variety of craft tools like pens, markers, paint, stickers, or anything else you want to use to embellish your board. You can use as little or as much of these materials as you desire. So find images and objects that represent your vision. You've already gathered your materials, okay? Now it's time to prepare them to be displayed on your board. In addition to images, you can find quotes to add to your board. You can print them out or write them yourself with a nice pen or marker. Are there any items associated with memories from your life that spark the feeling you're envisioning? If so, consider adding it to your board. You can even add a craft item like crafts of fabric, or you can include items from nature like tree branches if it makes sense with your goals. For instance, adding some leaves or pine needles can remind you that you want to spend more time in nature. Okie dokie now. Number four, arrange your materials. Don't just have them sitting there like a lump or in a pile. Now it's time to take everything you prepared and arrange for your board. Have some fun with this step. Your layout should inspire you. There's no need to rush it. Feel free to play around with the different layout options until you feel it feels just right for you. This process is part of developing a clearer, more developed vision for the future. You may discover that you're missing something when you get to this point. Don't hesitate to go back If you want to add anything new, when you're done, secure everything in place with the binding material of choice. Don't secure your items too quickly. Make sure you're happy with it. You may have to move some things around, so if you got things glued, then you have to pull it up and put it back down, and you're going to destroy your vision board. If you're using pins and clips, it's easy to change things around. But if you're gluing or taping, just like I said, your materials, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to change your mind afterwards. So it's best to use stick pins or tacks or what have you to attach these things to your vision board. Number five, place your vision board where you'll see it often. It's finally time to place your vision board. Choose a place that makes sense for you. It should be easily accessible daily. You can try the fridge, an empty wall in your kitchen, an altar, a mirror, your nightstand, inside your home office if you work from home. Make sure not to secure your vision board too tightly in this new home. This is just in case you change your mind about the placement. Mm-hmm. Okay. How to create a vision board online. Okay. If you want to do that online, I want to go over these quickly because I don't know if I want to do it online, but you might want to do it online. Online vision boards can be accessed anywhere you have an online device. They don't also don't require printing or buying expensive materials. So here's how you can make your first vision board come to life digitally. One, choose your tool. There are several options to create a free vision board. Some people like to use Pinterest because it's so easy to collect images and links. However, Pinterest isn't arranged like a traditional goal board. You can't create a layout like you would with a physical board. I'm a touchy-feely type of person. I want to see these things. So, you know, unless you have a display or a monitor that's going to have this up there like a fishbowl so you can see these things, I wouldn't do online, but that's just me. One tool that makes it easy for non-designers to design their own digital vision board is Canva. That's new. The user-friendly design in Canva can help you create a more traditional board, even if you don't have any design skills. To source your images, the great thing about creating a vision board digitally is that you have virtually no limits for what type of images you could use. There are so many high-quality images that are royalty-free. Websites like Unsplash and Pixabay make it easy to search for exactly what you're looking for. You can also source images from social media accounts you love. As long as you keep your vision board to yourself, you can use other people's images. Just remember that you don't own the copyright for these images. You'll need to ask for permission if you share your vision board publicly. Additionally, you can search your vision board ideas online to help you inspire you. Three, use a template or start from scratch. There are free and paid Canva templates available online. These templates make it easier for you to design an amazing-looking vision board. All you need to do is add in your images and place them exactly where you want them. You can also choose to start from scratch. You'll need to choose your board size. The board size you choose should depend on where you'll use it the most. For example, you should create a vertical board if you intend to mostly view your board on your smartphone's lock screen or backboard. Let me go back to see if anybody has joined us. Don't think so. Nope, it's just me, myself, and I. Ha, ha, ha. I don't know what this is. Asking my face. But you. Okay. Let's go back. Okay. Four. Add your images and quotes to your digital board, vision board. Once you're ready to go, it's time to add your images and quotes to your digital vision board. If you're using Pinterest, pin what you see into the right board. But if you're using Canva or another design tool, You'll need to think about the placement of your images, just like a physical vision board. Take your time with these steps. The great thing about vision boards is that you can undo your work if you're not happy. You can also resize your images and quotes to make everything fit exactly how you envision it. Save your image. Number 5. Yes, 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 yes. We're almost done. Once you're happy with how your board looks, it's time to save and export your file. Note that you can't export a Pinterest board, so this only applies to a tool like Canva. Inside Canva, C-A-N-V-A, you can easily save and export your image for free. A paid account will let you export more types of files. So what can you do with your exported file? Add it to your phone lock screen or as a background on your computer. You can also decide to print the board to hang it somewhere in your home. If you intend to print the board, make sure your board size is large enough for the final printing size. A board that's too small will look blurry and pixelated if printed in a very large size. Okay, so manifestation of your vision board. Now you know how to create a vision board from scratch, but it can be difficult to start when there's so much you want to accomplish. Let's go over some manifestation ideas to inspire what items to add to your board. Career aspirations. Images from trade magazines, tools of the trade, images that represent financial abundance. $, $, $, $. Self-care, inspiring quotes, reminders, soothing images that inspire wellness, workout inspiration. Love and relationships, quotes that represent your point of view on relationships, images of loving relationships. Positivity, I like the positivity one. Images that spark joy within you, quotes that make you feel positive and mentally fit. Travel images of your dream destinations, postcards, images of planes or trains, photos of you traveling. So that's what you want to do in manifestation ideas for your board. And then how to use your vision board. There are several ways you can use your newly created vision board to help you your affirmations come to life. First, consider including your vision board in your daily self-care routine. You can take time for yourself every morning and look at the board, meditate, and use the images you've created to inspire your meditation. You can use the same thing in the evening before you go to bed. Instead of scrolling through your phone in your bed, take the time for self-care to look at your vision board and meditate on your vision board. Again, this isn't magic. It's shaping your thoughts and reinforcing your priorities. It's motivating. The last thing you think about before you go to sleep, that will be what you envision for your life. Isn't that powerful? When you create your vision board, you can also leave some ideas blank to make room for what you want. You're always growing as a person. It makes sense that you'll have new goals to develop over time. Another technique you can use is to speak your goals out loud. Call out them. Yay! Make them, you know, speak them into existence. When you look at your vision board, speak affirmation of your capability to realize your goals. I am enough. I have all of the tools and resources I need to do X. I can do this. You can even incorporate speaking into your meditation if it works for you as well. You aren't speaking your goals into existence so much as reinforcing positive self-talk in your mind. Achieving your dreams is hard enough without a runaway train of negative self-talk to contend with. One of the best ways to make your vision board work is to make sure you don't just visualize. You also have to take action. If you want to get your dream job, start developing the skills you need to succeed in this position. If you want to travel more, open a savings account and set up an automatic transfer every month. If you want to spend more time outdoors, add some dedicated time to your calendar for outdoor activities. Finally, refresh the board when you feel you need to do so. You'll know it's time to refresh the board when booking no longer inspires you the way it used to in the beginning. Maybe your passion and true north have changed over time. True north or true worth, maybe. I don't know. That's about a vision board. Learn how to create a vision board to accomplish your goals this year. So you got to get started. Now that you know how to create a vision board, hopefully you can see that it's a fun and creative way to visualize and make your goals a reality. This tool is especially effective if you find it helpful to have a daily reminder of where you're headed. Whenever you have to make a difficult decision, you'll have your vision board to help guide you in the right direction. Another powerful way to manifest your vision is to work with a coach to get clear on what you want and create a plan of action. Achieving your goal and growing into your best self isn't always easy, but it's much easier when you have the right support. So, whether you want to accomplish your personal goals, professional aspirations, or both, BetterUp can help you on your journey. And that's where I've been coming from, is www.betterup.com, how to create vision boards. The show for this evening, y'all, it was wonderful. You learn where you are in your journey, and if you don't know you how to get there, you can use a vision board as well. And it's always good to have a vision, because if you don't have a vision, you know what? You're going to perish. You're going to perish. You're going to perish. That's what they say anyway. So what was I going to say? It's announcements. Let's see. Today is the 21st Tuesday. We had Ms. Annette said, let's talk about it. We did. Nothing on Wednesday. Thursday we may have a show. Don't know. I may just open up the lines and just say, have people call in and say what they're thankful for. So I may do that for an hour. And then on Sunday, November the 26th, it's the fourth Sunday, Reverend Ronnie Marshall, unless he has somebody designated, he will be speaking. He is with the True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And then the week after, the first Tuesday in December, I'm looking for a calendar. You know, you can never find that when you're looking for it. The first Tuesday in December, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but you know that already. I never know what I'm going to talk about until I talk about it. So that first Tuesday in December is December the 5th. Did we get to the 28th yet? Oh, no. Oh, we still got one more. Okay. We still have another week in Thanksgiving, in November, the 28th of and the 30th of November. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And we probably have Bible study next week, so we'll figure out who's going to have Bible study, and we'll have them on the schedule. And then the first Sunday, of course, is communion study with Pastor Betty Bennett, unless he has Apostle Bennett come on that first Sunday in December. You guys know from December, it's countdown to the new year. Can you believe it? And Christmas. Yes, Christmas, 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 Christmas. Can you believe it? Christmas is almost here. I just can't. Ooh-wee. Christmas is almost here, y'all. I can't believe it. New Year is almost here. Are y'all have any travel plans? Do you know what you're going to be doing? What y'all going to be doing? I'm sorry. I got beside myself. You know I had a script. And then, of course, everything just went in a handbasket. Let me see here. Let me get down here to my schedule. So we have, let me see, June 21st through the 24th of 2024 is World Vitiligo Day. It's WVD, and they have a conference in Indianapolis, Indiana. So mark your calendars for that, those days, to get your tickets and hotels early so that you can go to the Vitiligo Conference. And you don't have to have the life to go to the conference. And then support Reverend Ronnie Marshall by purchasing his music on any music media, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, what else they have, YouTube, anything to think of, CD Baby, everything out there. Mm-hmm. You can go out there and go on to Ron Marshall, and you can look up his name and find him there and purchase his music or listen to his music and support him. And to keep us through radio on the air, you can donate to Cash App, $ANAISCBALCUR, or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ or to Zelle, which is my telephone number or email address. And if you have a topic you'd like to talk about, you know you can always hit me up at letsdoitradio@gmail.com and send me an email and say, hey, I want to, I have a topic I want to discuss. Excuse me. And don't forget to share it on your social media so that we can have, you can have your topic discussed on the show. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us on the worldwide web. Of course, Let's Do It Radio. And don't forget to, don't forget, let's see where I'm at. Oh, don't keep it to yourself. Somebody was knocking me on the door. And join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And we could be discussing your topic. And you know who I am. I'm your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alku Designs. And you know you're more than welcome to come and be with me on those days because it's always nice to have you all join me on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Wednesdays and throughout the week. And the thought of this week is recognize when some friend terms have expired. Accept it, forgive, and move on. And that is from Words of Wisdom number 20 from Dr. Monica Y. Jackson and from her Wounds of Wisdom book. And you can get that book if you need it, want it, need to listen to it, read it. It's a wonderful book on DrMonicaJackson.com, and that's her website. And that Wounds of Wisdom book is out there. It's like seven chapters of basically people who have wounded her, you know, business, friends, marriage, the church, loved ones, just basically everybody has heard her, and she has written about all those different types of hurts, those different types of wounds. So go to her website, DrMonicaJackson.com, and you can order her book and read her book and talk about her book. And I'll probably have her back on my show again before the year is out, hopefully. And so that is the show for the evening. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today on this Tuesday, November the 21st, 2023. And, you know, we may have a show on Thursday. Don't know, but I probably will. I don't know. But here we're going to have the theme song again from Where You Going To, from Mahogany. Diana Ross, and please be safe. Have a happy Thanksgiving. If I don't talk to you prior to, be safe. Love each other. Invite somebody over to your house to take a meal out to someone who's homeless and just share. You know, just be out there to share, because I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Well, I know where I am, but, you know, I don't know what we're going to have for dinner yet. But, you know, if you have food left over, take it out to the homeless and share, because, you know, you got your fill. I know you want to have some leftovers, but you have a home. You have a roof over your head. So if you have room to share, make a plate and share it. Thank you all for joining me, Miss Inez, on Let's Do a Radio. Let's talk about it. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. So, hey, love you all. Thank you all for joining us. Peace, and have a good evening.
Good night and have a good evening.